cuisine, I'm licking. I like the way you dance, I'm taking it. Hot that hell, but then it could have any. Jump on the moon, I'm licking.
Spend some money if you wanna see more. Be back to girl, shake it on the dance floor. Fire, I'm telling you, call it panna, cash it low. Take a choke up and on the bend over, let go. Spend some money if you wanna see more. Be back to girl, shake it on the dance floor.
I'm not a player, more than that, pretend in a coach. Let me teach you a few things, very conasty. See, chasekele la tun, uli conasty. G, I'm number one, but tiundi walasty. I'm the type that can turn your car into your pasty. Na yambo dala kukuvenda, na kwesa ndrama pali iwe just to see you benda. Nikumbu ila yako mapiga, no la inde kudiga. Chitamfuno ne munga na mulegeni.
Opposition raises alarm over fuel crisis and governance priorities. Win Takavimba backs anti-corruption fight. In international news, Egypt's former top diplomat Nabil Fahmy named as new chief of Arab League. In sports, Kalusha Walia says friendly match against world champions Argentina, not mere luck.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Opposition Economic Front leader Win Takavimba has expressed support for the government's fight against corruption, alleging that some mining companies have fraudulently obtained value-added tax refunds at the expense of the Zambian people. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Kavimba claimed there is credible information suggesting that certain mining firms submitted inflated VAT claims and were subsequently paid public funds, further alleging that these activities may have involved collusion between foreign entities and local officials. Mr. Kavimba stressed that such acts of corruption undermine national development and erode public trust in institutions, calling for thorough investigations conducted by well-trained professionals capable of handling complex financial crimes. Despite being in the opposition, the Economic Front leader said he fully supports President Hakainde Hichilema in the fight against corruption, describing it as a critical pillar of governance. Mr. Kavimba, however, cautioned that the anti-corruption efforts seen so far may only scratch the surface of a much larger problem.
Thara trained people to investigate white-collar crime. We have information, for example, that mining companies, some of them have made or submitted inflated VAT claims, and they have been paid Zambian people's money. Okay? We have that information. And sometimes they have connived with the Zambians. A Zambian conniving with a foreigner, collaborating with a foreigner to steal from your own people because you hold a position of power. That can't be right, at least from my viewpoint. But I don't think I'm crazy. I'm sure there are many people out there that know that that cannot be right. So I'll tell you, if there is one pillar where I'm in full support with HH, is this fight against corruption.
Citizens First President Harry Kalaba has criticized government for what he describes as misplaced priorities amid growing national challenges, particularly the ongoing fuel shortages affecting the country. Mr. Kalava says it is concerning that the president is focusing on campaign tours instead of addressing urgent economic issues, noting that the fuel crisis is already disrupting livelihoods and business operations, with many citizens facing long queues and increasing uncertainty. Mr. Kalava added that the lack of clear communication on measures to resolve the shortages is worsening public anxiety. Meanwhile, Patriotic Front Livingston Media Director Chilufia Mwewa has also appealed to government to urgently resolve the fuel shortages, cautioning that the situation could trigger wider economic disruptions. Mr. Mwewa explained that fuel supply challenges, go beyond the transport sector, as tanker movements are critical to sustaining economic activity, emphasizing that Zambia's reliance on imports makes the country vulnerable, warning that continued disruptions could lead to shortages of essential goods in stores. He further noted that rising transport and energy costs are already affecting households and businesses, with some people being forced to seek alternative means of movement. Mr. Mwewa stressed that the fuel crisis is impacting all citizens, regardless of political affiliation, and called for decisive and consistent government action to stabilize the fuel supply.
Now, when it comes to fuel, Mwewa Karata, don't think that it's only the truck drivers or tanker drivers who are getting stuck, or the owners of those tankers. No, those tankers are driving the economy. So once the tanker is paralyzed, a tanker can't move. Just know that we should prepare ourselves for so much problems ahead of us. Why am I saying so? Remember that we are a landlocked country and we depend on imports. We talk of ShopRite and other chain stores. Those stocks that are stocked in ShopRite, which service our Zambians, is not manufactured in Zambia. It's manufactured outside Zambia. Now, if I'm a motor car, they came in, but they step into. Now, the truck can't go back to bring back what they normally bring.
In another development, as Zambia joins the rest of the world in commemorating International Day of Zero Waste, the Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company says efforts are underway to strengthen public awareness on proper waste separation in Lusaka. Speaking in an interview, Operations Manager Kennedy Chishimba said the company has rolled out community sensitization programs, although there is need to scale up outreach. Mr. Chishimba explained that through its community education unit, the company has been engaging residents directly with health education on waste management practices, including separating waste at the source. He added that the initiative is being implemented in collaboration with key partners such as the Ministry of Health, the Zambia Red Cross Society, and the Rotary Club, among others, to broaden impact across communities. He further revealed plans to pilot a school's outreach program aimed at instilling responsible waste management habits in learners, noting that children can play a critical role in influencing positive change within households and communities. This year's commemoration is being held under the theme Food Waste, highlighting the growing concern over global food loss, which continues to drive environmental degradation and hinder progress towards a sustainable zero-waste future.
Come up with a program. Of course, I must mention that we need to scale it up. You know, we need to ensure that we engage more of you, the media, so that we're able to reach out to every corner of our city. Yeah, we are doing, we have with the limited staff that we have at our company, we have the community education unit that calls in the community to offer that health education. But of course, we don't work in a silo. We have partners that come on board, we have Minister of Health, we have Red Cross, we have the Rotary Club, just to mention a few that we've been working together with, so that we are able to disseminate proper awareness activities. And of course, this year we are embarking on ensuring that we do a pilot project to visit schools. So we believe that once we start with the children, the learners, they'll be able to inculcate.
Texila American University Zambia has launched two major initiatives aimed at strengthening leadership capacity and promoting academic excellence among young people and professionals across the country. Speaking during the official launch in Lusaka, Deputy Vice Chancellor Dr. Balamurugan Iswaran said the Leadership Development Program and the National Quiz Competition are designed to contribute meaningfully to Zambia's development through education.